Greetings, flesh creatures. It is I, Megatron. On behalf of TFYLP, I want to congratulate you for listening to the most refined collective podcast on this miserable little planet Earth. Yes. Here you'll find knowledgeable fans discussing every aspect of Transformers and beyond. Now, enjoy the show while I continue my path to complete conquest of all of you miserable biological entities. Predacons, terrorize! Transformers, defenders
of truth, robots who fight in disguise. Welcome to Ouch My Wallet for August 28th, 2019. Here part of the TF Talk Network. As usual, most Wednesdays, I'm Rob, your host, and I am joined by Paul.
Hello.
Anna. Hey. And Jack.
Hola!
So,
I was going to do some like Good Morning Vietnam or Good Morning Cybertron, but...
Hey, man, that's like my shtick.
Good morning, Cybertron!
So, here we are on Wednesday, not a little later than normal this time. Anna is joining us from work. Now, if that's not a TF... That's not a trooper, then I don't know what is. And I believe you had some goodies you were really excited to talk about.
Well, mostly, I just want to make things awkward by talking about knockoffs. But, you know, that's me.
I love knockoffs. Yes.
Paul hates knockoffs, so.
I know. We're becoming enemies tonight. It's fun. It'd be great. Do you all want me to start first? Or did you want me to special work first?
No, kick it off.
All right, I will kick things off with feet and bad panels. So I picked up a few things in the last week or so. I picked up a few, as we like to call them, high-quality knockoffs, right? So I was one of the people who jumped on the knockoff Dinobot train. So here I've got my Infinite Transformation Masterpiece Dinobot, who is not bad, right? He's not bad. I am. How much are we actually supposed to talk about the things we talk about on here, Rob? What are the rules?
There are no rules. Just talk about what you got. Like
free for all.
So
I'm gonna talk about him for a couple minutes then.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I have some questions. I was curious. Like, have you messed with the real one? I assume you don't own the real one.
I've never messed with the real one. So, like, from what I'm hearing, this is like the real one, but a little bit worse, right? So, if you look like the paint on this. Is like it's normal paint, where yours is like that cool digital paint that makes a blended scale effect. And this is just like normal looking paint. So from like 10-15 feet away in your display case, it looks pretty much like the real thing. But then up close, when you start to observe it, you realize that it's just normal. It's well applied, no problems with the paint. It's just not exactly what you get with the official product. As far as functionality, he does everything the original does. You know, he has the rashes in the same places. He has features in the same places. His head opens up and eyes come out, or his eyes flip around. You can open his mouth and stick his tongue out. You know, all the fun things you can do with the real one.
Is his sword pink?
What again?
Is his sword pink?
His sword is kind of pink. It's kind of a metallic, pinkish purple. So I think it's right. The only problem with this thing, and here's the thing, this thing costs about like almost a third, like it's way less than the official figure, right? This is about a $90 figure where the official retailed for like $250, right? But now it's hard to find, so it's even more than that. So this is a cheap way to get the figure, a cheap way to get a rare figure that's actually pretty hard to find right now. It might get reissued soon, but
I bet you. I'm sure they will. It feels like any of the Takara masterpieces that get short stocked and like start going up in price, they almost always reissue it.
Yeah. The U.S. stores are selling it again. Like they're getting a new stock of it. So not selling it at like a great price. You're selling it at a decent price, but it's around. So this is one of two versions of a knockoff Dinobot. I have heard that the on-branded knockoff Dinobot is sufficiently worse, or significantly worse, than this one. This one is better. It is not as good as Infinite Transformations Megatron, which actually improved the mold significantly. This one does not pull that off because they really struggled with getting the panels to all tab together correctly. Like, I know he's a little bit of a paneling mess anyway, but mine, I still have not sat down and taken the time to really get him to tab together right, probably because I'll be displaying him in robot mode anyway. Now, he looks almost flawless in robot mode, but in dinosaur mode, it's kind of hard to get the panels to set just right.
And is the blue, like, sparkly as well? It's got that flake in it?
I think it is the same as it would normally look. I can't open them up right now without making a mess.
Yeah.
But it feels like his look is really similar in robot mode, but you start to notice it's different because of the paint in dinosaur mode. The only flaws that I've noticed is they panels together poorly. Like, I'm currently holding his chest together, so I don't have to mess with it. The tail is actually so stiff that I couldn't get it transformed all the way to weird tail shield mode. I watched a few reviews where other people were able to do it, and other people generally are more comfortable putting pressure on their expensive items than I am. So I'm probably just not comfortable putting enough pressure to get those panels to swing around. But his sword works just fine, except that it doesn't really tab into his hand because they kind of did the screw wrong on the hand where it doesn't really tab in there. So he can hold it, but he can't hold it right.
I mean, for $90, though.
Right. He's so much cheaper. He also has these butt flaps that cover up the butt kibble if you haven't transformed correctly, which I currently don't. But they're nice. You know, it covers up a little bit more. Some people think they look a little silly. Some people think they're great. And some people will buy the figure just for those butt flaps.
So, you know, so that's the difference to the original one?
They added butt flaps. I think they also added a little bit. Does the original have diecast in the feet or not?
I mean, I want to say no. I mean, that's definitely plastic.
They're like old metal.
Yeah.
Feeling. So they added a little bit of diecast. They added the butt flaps. And I can't think of anything else they really added and improved. There was a lot more improvements on the Megatron.
So the butt, we're so seriously discussing butt flaps.
I was going to say, I can't even keep a straight face talking about the flaps.
So are the flaps like part of the weapon, or is it part of the main
they
figure?
They're on the tail shield waggy around thing. They're on it. I've heard that they do hinder the like ability to spin it around a little bit.
All right.
Because they just kind of hang off to the side. So for display, they're fine. Honestly, I'm probably going to display him without the shield anyway, just because it doesn't really transform right. And there's a lot of ways to display him without his accessories that are pretty cool too.
Yeah. No, I mean, this was an awesome figure and, you know, an awesome release. So like, I understand though that for a lot of people it's outside of their budget. So, I don't know. On the one hand, it's nice for people to be able to get this that couldn't afford it otherwise, or couldn't, you know, spend that much on one figure. Even though when it comes to official stuff, I do like to stay official.
And when that came out, I did not have, like, I was still in grad school and I didn't have the resources to buy figures that expensive, except very rarely for G1 characters I really cared about. So I couldn't do it for Dinobot. I'm in a different place now. So I was able to get this version. And I also kind of like to buy some of these knockoffs to do comparisons. I kind of think it's fun.
Yeah.
So I'm happy with it. I think it's fine for my collection. And, you know, it's going to go with the rest of my Beast Wars guys. And they're all official, and they'll all look good together.
Yeah, if I remember correctly, this was, like, one of the first toy that was, like, wildly expensive that, you know, people were finally going nuts over it. Like, because Megatron was expensive, but he was really, really good, and so I think everyone kind of just, like, was okay with that, but this one was the first one where
it was a big job.
A big warning sign went off.
Yeah.
Go forward a year later, you know, MP44 is coming out in like 3 days, so.
Right, absolutely.
Yeah, I'm really hoping Amazon Japan ships MP44 and I get it in like the next day, like I did the Beast Wars Megatron from them. So that's what I'm hoping that's like,
yeah,
the standard.
I've bought too much recently. I think it was like that back to school kind of like I need to mess with as many toys as I can before school starts. Because I probably won't like buy very many figures for the next 4 months. Because I'm too busy and I just really can't worry about it.
Then but you're because... off the show.
I'm off the show. I have a Tuesday night show. I will always be on no matter what. I'll stay there. So, I went ahead and when TF Source had their sale, I grabbed a few things. And one of those was the oversized Combiner Wars Superion. So I just brought a couple of them because they're humongous and kind of hard to carry. So just gets you an idea of, you know, where Silver Bolt is. This is, do you have your water bottle with me? Nope, I left it in class. Well, this is Silver Bolt and Dinobot, right? So... Silver Bolt is
he's a big boy.
The Dinobot. This is a very large figure. It's like
at least leader class of the same toy line, if not bigger.
Yes, it is enormous. And if you compare it to a actual deluxe figure, like if this was going to be his arm, you know, it is humongous. And if you compare it to its deluxe figure, it looks kind of normal. That's his limb, but his limb is still huge. So what I wanted to just talk about this guy is what I thought I was buying and what everyone calls this thing is a KOOS, right? An oversized knockoff. And it is and it isn't because it is the same engineering and the same infrastructure as the Combiner Wars figure. And I think the Silver Bolt, I haven't compared him with mine just yet because I haven't taken my Sphereon all the way apart. But I think he's pretty close to how the Combiner Wars looks, except he's got that gross yellow instead of the orange. I think he's pretty close. I think his head came out a little bit small. They resculpted all the heads. They made new feet. They made new hands. And they did all that on all the figures. So he looks a little bit different, but he's mostly the same, right? His transformation's the same. The Superion head is actually pretty cool because... It looks like that by default. It has the man face, but then you can pop it open and scroll it back to the faceplate face if you want to have the Combiner Wars style look to it. So that's actually pretty cool. It's huge. That's one thing. So this scales well with the two Titans that we've gotten from Combiner Wars and Power of the Primes. So it can hang out with Devastator and Predacane. And that's what I bought it for, right? I wanted a Chug-style Autobot Giant Combiner to pose with them. I thought it would be cool. But what I really wanted to, like, just mention is that... silly guy. So if you compare side-by-side the limbs, right... It's like the basic idea of the figure is the same, right? So the basic way he transforms, the basic idea of the vehicle mode is the same.
But it's all different.
Everything is literally a different part. Like the arms, they're conceptually similar, but they're completely new arms, completely different. His arms are more solid and the fists do not swivel or fold in. His arms are less solid. There's actually some hollowness on the inside, but they also swivel in and have wrist swivel and a ball joint on the wrist.
And so, like, those aren't, like, copied parts from, like, one of the other limbs or anything.
I can't find anywhere. I was trying to look, right? I was
looking
through the Zeta. I was looking through the old TFC. I couldn't find where they copied the parts for. They seem original, but I can't be sure.
I mean, that's Wei Zhang, right?
This is Zhu Zhang. Oh. So it's a different group.
Okay.
So you can see like the legs are completely different, right? He has separate feet that have ankle tilt and all that good stuff. He doesn't. His legs are actually sculpted to look more strictly G1. His legs were more that stylized Combiner Wars look. The heads also, you know, the original has this more like kind of movie style robot-y head. He has the like plain G1 style cartoon simple head. With new light piping and a landing gear that looks like a bun in robot mode, which is kind of funny. So yeah, it's all different parts, but the same engineering. It's so weird to me.
Yeah. Like, I mean, at that point, that one's not even really a knockoff. You know, it's I mean, it's obviously, you know.
Don't kid yourself.
I mean, that one's not. It's all unique parts.
Don't
that piece,
kid yourself.
It's not a knockoff. That doesn't mean it's like a high quality, you know, style of release or anything, you know, but it's, if it's all
derivative.
Unique. And,
but
everything's
cool.
Derivative.
Cool. No, this is extremely derivative. I mean, I don't want to get in a big argument about it. I think it's cool as shit. It's neat that they actually changed all that stuff, and it's cool.
Yeah.
And it is derivative. Yeah. This would not exist if Hasbro and Takara had not provided us an already very good Superion.
Yeah.
And that's why I wanted to try it, because I love the Superion mold as it is. That's the Combiner Wars set that I think is fantastic. And I wanted to know if this was improved or if it was different. And what it turns out to be is entirely different limb figures with the same engineering based on the old figure. And now I'm really confused, because I was going to just keep one. It was like, I'll just buy this, and they're both $100, so I'll just sell whichever one. And yeah, I have no idea now, because they're different enough. The Superior modes look really similar, because this looks similar to a fully upgraded, with perfect effect parts, Superior when you put it together. But the individual guys look nothing alike, except for that hideous silver bolt. But, you know.
I might keep the KOs, actually, because they, like, you know, are unique and different and interesting just from what the norm is. And those are the, over time, those are the kind of, like, knockoffs that kind of become desirable, you know? Like, yeah. I look back at things like the Korean oversized Bruticus from back in the day and the Optimus Prime. Like, those are actually, like, revered toys. So sometimes, you know, it's hard to know, like, there's so many KOs now that it's hard to know what's going to, like, persist in the future as something special. And, you know, those are pretty cool. That might be one of the things that we're talking about 10 years from now.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I agree. Yeah, they're unique. They're really fun. I'm actually really happy with the set. And it's, you know, on TF Source on the sale, it was right around $100, and you can find it on sale for that cheap. But it's usually like $180. Which is still not a bad deal, considering that's probably about what you would pay for a Unite Warrior set.
So that came as a set, like all five?
It does not come in one box, but they are sold frequently as a set. So it was five humongous boxes. I got this like 2 foot tall cardboard box outside my door, because it had all these guys.
Just for one group.
One more question for me. Like, what about the feet and the combiner, like fists and feet, are they different or interesting? Or
they are completely new. They're not the perfect butt feet. They're not the original feet. They're something that tried to be a little bit nicer. They like went for fully articulated fingers with, you know, ball joints here and then all the joints of a finger here. And then like the feet are like solid giant feet with like big ankles built off of them. So I haven't assembled them yet. I will talk more about him once I assemble him, to talk about how stable he is and how he compares to the original. But it looks like it's going to actually be a pretty cool looking figure. And the chest parts on Silverbolt are more similar to an upgraded chest than they are to the original. So he's going to basically look like an upgraded but humongous version of Superion. So it's pretty cool. I think it's a cool piece to have in your collection.
Like, when it comes to the knockoffs of that, you know, I stuff that's like just straight KOs, I find really uninteresting. And, you know, I'm not to the point where I'm going to judge somebody for buying it, because I don't really care. But, you know, I'm just like no thanks. You know, I'm not interested in that. When they do like small little tweaks, I'm like, I'd rather you just release an upgrade part or something. But then when they change the scale of things and add improvements, at that point, I'm like, that's awesome. You know, because you're providing value to the collector community at that point. If you're doing just like straight KOs, you know, it actually hurts the collector community in some aspects. It helps in some others, because, you know, like, now more people have Dinobot that didn't before. Maybe they'll buy some of the later releases. But more than likely, they won't, you know, unless, you know, they're just going to buy the knockoffs if they can get it at all. But I don't know, like, I like what some of the, I haven't bought any, but like the company's been doing with a lot of the Studio Series stuff.
I was just about to say.
Like, yeah. You know, like they took Blackout, made it larger, and added a bunch of parts to it, you know, and cleaned up some stuff. You know, and they've been doing that kind of pattern, which
Brawl,
is pretty neat.
Brawl, I actually just watched. Brawl, I watched Emgo's review. It was, I forgot the name of it. It was something weird. It was like, but they just took Brawl, they umped them up. It's their, it's Black Mamba Storm Pioneer. It's a weird name for Brawl, but I mean, okay. But they took them, oversized them, cleaned up a lot of things. They moved the main turret from having it, you know, the awkward position where you could see it between his legs and it kind of looks weird, to where they could fold it up behind it, just right arm. I think they did a few things with the chest, and then I think they did a few things with the arm kibble, which is kind
of
nice.
I mean, that's just, that's a lot of changes.
I mean, if I collected a, if there was a combiner that I collected, like if I collected Superion or something, I would definitely get that set.
Yeah.
Just because just it would be a unique iteration of the character.
No, I think it is. And I kind of want to have both now. And what's fun about it is, like, in a way, even though I originally got this to combine, I kind of want to keep these guys separate. Because the limb box to me actually look cool now with the changes they made. Like, they're more of a, like, they're almost a little bit simpler, but, like, more streamlined and nicer looking in a lot of ways.
Yeah.
So I just want to display them separately, but I hate the way the Silver Bolt looks because he just, I'd never really liked that figure that much anyway, other than as a chest.
Yeah.
He's a great chest, not a great robot.
All right. Well, moving along, I'd like to.
Yeah, someone else needs to talk.
So, Paul, you haven't been on Ultra Maya Wild in a little while. Why don't you hit us up next?
Yeah, so I was able to get a hold of the G1 Soundwave reissue, which at this point I think most people have figured out a way to get a hold of it, but there still might be some bastions of, you know, empty Walmart shelves somewhere in the country. Not Wisconsin, though, where there's a shelf of 128 of them.
Actually, not mine. Mine is sold out. I wish mine had 128.
You got to go outside of Madison. I forget what the town is called, but there's a shelf of 128 of them.
Wow.
So I have had a lot of... I mean, I always get reissues of characters I collect because I want to see the differences and how each release is unique. And what really stood out to me on this release was that we're back to the old chest, the original chest with the single tape compartment, which for the last few releases... actually, since the last Walmart Soundwave reissue, it's been the Sound Blaster chest, which, if you know the history of the mold, Sound Blaster was the black version of G1 Soundwave in Japan, but they upped the chest cavity so that you can fit two cassettes in the chest, which is cool because, you know, in all the G1 cartoons, he had multiple chests or cassettes flying out of his chest, but you can only fit one. So I was like, how does he fit them all in there? So they actually fixed it with Sound Blaster. And then at one point, Hasbro re-released Soundwave mold, but it was the Sound Blaster mold. And it's been that way for quite a while. Because everyone likes the two tapes in the chest.
Mm-hmm.
But this version is back to the single.
So,
and
you know,
go ahead.
Yeah, so I have the TF Club reissue, you know, which was like the early 2000s or mid-2000s reissues that were in the book style from Takara. Reissues.
That's Japanese.
Yes. And so, like, this one is also single. It, like, this looks the same as that. It's the single that. And I believe, like, I don't have a G1, like, a real G1 Soundwave with me. But it looks like that one has, like, the large button bar. Isn't this not the way the original one was?
Okay, so there's a bunch of mold variations on Soundwave. And I'm sorry for listeners that this bores the hell out of you, but some...
That's what we're here for. 1%
of you will find this super interesting.
That's why we're here.
Okay, so the tells on Soundwave, the big ones are the fists, and this reissue has slotted fists. If you notice that, there's a hole in the fist. I don't know if yours does. Pull it down a little. Yeah, okay, so you have a slotted fist. And there's a hinge... Then where the buttons are and how the hinge works for the cassette deck tape thing. There's a few different molds versions of that, and I don't remember exactly what they're called, but this one has one big button, chrome button,
Yep.
All the buttons are like one thing that's extruded out of the plastic, and there's a hinge attached to the ends of it that you can see it's visible. Yep. And I think some of them are recessed, like pre-rub sound waves or cassette man sound waves, diaclump, microchain sound waves have it recessed, and then they modified the mold. So again, if you can put yours up to the camera, we can compare them.
It's the same.
So these are about the same. These are probably derived from the same mold.
It probably is the same. It's probably exactly the same.
Hmm. Yep. Mystery solved.
Yeah.
I mean, as far as I can tell, there's not a ton of really unique things about this mold to like previous reissues. I haven't really studied it with a fine tooth comb. There might be like a new copyright stamp or something. Yeah. This is one way to find out. If you open up the battery case, you know, this has just the Tomy copyright on the back, and it also has this tampoed like product number on the side. So I believe that's new.
Yeah, this one's completely different. It has Hasbro 74 and 83 at the top, and Takara 7483 at the bottom, and made in China.
That was back. So the difference here is, you know, this is the first Soundwave reissue since I believe Tomy and Takara merged. And so the reason all these stupid nerdy details matter is for like if you're trying to find like buy vintage toys to not get confused and pay an extra $120 for a reissue, a loose reissue instead of a, you know, someone trying to pawn it off as an authentic vintage. These are the things you need to know.
Yeah. Are the feet die cast like normal?
Yeah. That they've always been die cast, I believe.
Yeah.
And it comes with a buzzsaw.
Yep.
Which is always fun little guy. Not a lot different here. It's still, I love it when they change stuff, like put tampos on instead of these factory applied stickers, but none of that changed as far as I can tell. I'm one of the weird G1 guys that doesn't like the stickers because I hate when they peel off and they look bad over time. I love it when they replace them with tampographs.
Me and you are the same. I mean, I don't hate stickers on G1, but if you can give me tampos of it instead, I will get rid of whatever version I have of G1 to get the tampo version. I think it's awesome.
Honestly, I'm starting to get the same with my small G1 collection.
Yeah, I've just never been huge on the stickers personally. So, especially on the cassettes, because like when you turn them into cassette mode, like they all over time they always tend to like peel apart and it just looks weird because they're all like different weird small shapes. You know, that's just a pet peeve of mine. But I mean, this is a good reissue. It's very close to the vintage toy. You know, the tells that I just mentioned are probably the only way you're gonna know if it's fake. You know. Not fake, but a reissue or not. And I think it's very faithful and a cool toy.
Yeah.
Soundwave's always a great figure. It's one of the classics. I did get one other thing, but it's not that exciting. I got the new Cyberverse Optimus with the new axe. Woo! He's a little guy. So
you were correct. It's not that exciting.
It's not. Power of the Spark, though. So look out for that.
Awesome. All right, so Jack, what do you got for us?
All right, so if anybody remembers the last time I was on, I was kind of, you know, complaining that, everybody else is getting, you know, Studio Series Long Haul, and all of a sudden I had to bite my words because the very next day I ended up going to Walmart and
bum, bum, bum.
Ended up finding the Mean Green SOB, and it's actually really fun.
Does yours peg in truck mode good or not? Mine doesn't.
The sidewalls,
yes.
Like the main, yeah, that one, I think the left side goes in fine, but it's the right that doesn't really.
Yep.
Yeah, otherwise, he's still transformed solidly, not too bad.
Yeah.
Honestly, I think for the Constructicon so far, him and Rampage are pretty much my favorite. And I mean, don't get me wrong, actually, all three are actually pretty solid. Then my next two, speaking of Soundwave, got Siege Soundwave last Saturday night. I was actually fishing the whole day, and I got back to my brother's house because we were in Minnesota for the weekend, and I'm like...
You caught a sound? Soundwave?
I wish they did. But
someone said, "Fuck this toy."
Tied him to the end of the hook, and
yeah.
No, so I got back to my brother's house, and I'm like, kind of on a Transformers kick right now. So I ran up to Cambridge, Minnesota. I was looking around Walmart, and the figure I got at Walmart is what I'll show next. But I then went to Target because I forgot something at Walmart. So I'm like, I might as well see what they have. I think they had like two Starscreams and a Soundwave, and then nothing really much else. So I'm like, I might as well get Soundwave. So this one, this guy is actually pretty fun too. So then the guy I found at Walmart, unfortunately, I have to send him back in now because he is broken.
Oh no.
Yeah, the. If you look at his legs on the inside of his
and we're
legs,
looking at Sage Springer, by the way.
Springer, yes. I was, but the two big tabs that are on the inside of his legs that kind of interlock, both of those are about to snap right off. Mm-hmm. And they do not like coming undone. They do not. And there was a couple other stress marks. But overall...
So did you open it or not?
I did.
Oh, okay. I didn't know if you could tell from looking in the window.
No, I did open them because as soon as I actually got back, I was messing with them as soon as I got back to my brother's house. But fun figure, fun transformation. I am kicking myself to why I just skipped this because, I mean, I do have the Thrilling 30 version.
Which is still awesome.
I don't know why I missed this. I just don't know why I skipped over this. I just keep kicking myself over, like, every time. So, I was kind of glad I got this back until, you know, obviously the misfortune of the tabs breaking and a few other stress marks, but...
I mean, I don't think that's, like, a super common thing. So, you know, I don't think it's, like, everyone's figures prone to it or anything. You also got to be careful when you're transforming it, just like anything, yeah. I'm sure.
If you have trouble finding another one, let me know, because I have a spare right now.
Yeah, I think, because I did have a problem with, I think it was Titans Return Octone, and I was ready to send it in. All of a sudden, they're like, oh yeah, no need to send it in. We'll just send you another one. So I'm hoping they send me just another one, just so I can have parts, just in case something happens with the other one. I could just switch and swap, and which is what I did with Octone. Octone,
yeah,
if you get that joke. But
I don't know if lightning is going to strike twice on that one.
You never know.
So hopefully, well, at least it won't be like Triptychon where I had to send his legs for the replacement, which that was a pain.
Oh
my god.
So we'll see how this saga goes. So you remember last week I talked about God Mars. Bomp bomp, shit broke. This goes to the main robot, and like I wasn't even like pulling at that point. I was just like rotating his arm up, you know, putting him in a pose, and it popped out. So I've contacted my eBay seller, who was like, you know, in North America you go through Bluefin, they'll get your parts. And so, you know, took pictures, you know, told him about, said, you know, this one started out broke the left arm, I can't get to come out. And apparently some other people are saying, yeah, this version of it has that problem. And Bluefin responds and is just like, we've received your request. It takes 6 to 8 weeks sometimes to get replacement parts. And I'm like, well, what are you sending me? Are you sending me a whole new figure? Are you sending me the three robots? Are you literally just sending me like some parts and I got to get out my screwdriver, which I'm okay with. But, you know, this is a high-end collector piece. What are you doing here? So hoping that goes okay. Yeah, I was real disappointed in Bandai on that one.
That's a bummer.
Yeah.
I should mention when I was talking about that Dinobot too, that a lot of people are breaking theirs.
Really?
A lot of people are having one of his feet, one of his robot mode feet break off. So it's definitely something to be careful with. Like, I don't think the original does it. It's just the KO.
Oh,
who does it.
Gotcha.
He's got some ankle issues.
I mean, even the original one here has that brown plastic down there that, you know, isn't known to be the best. You know, it's not necessarily GPS, but, you know, that doesn't really have anything to do with, or isn't, you know, explicitly a gold plastic problem, but.
Oh, yeah, I was having that with the original Beast Wars Optima Optimus. It's that brown plastic that's on the jetpack thing. Yeah, I get it. It's not GPS, but it's kind of GPS.
Yeah.
Hey, Jack, I got two comments on your Ouch My Wallet. First off, just for anyone listening, if you do find a Soundwave in store with the Starscream, those Starscreams that are coming with this packed with the Soundwaves that are like recently circulating, those are the ones that have the fixed insignias on the wings, or the G1-ified ones, which means it's like triangle eyeballs instead of the movie trapezoid.
Oh,
eyeballs.
Okay, I see what you're saying. Yeah.
So that's just a lot of people are having trouble figuring out which ones are which. And so that new wave of Starscreams that come with the Soundwaves are the new ones. So if you are a crazy Starscream collector looking for those variants, if you see a bunch of Soundwaves that are brand new on the shelf when they weren't there and the Starscreams with them, those are good ones to look for.
To be honest, I didn't even know they had variants of.
It's just I've seen a little from some closed groups I'm in talking about it, and that's just something I figured out the other day. You can use your cell phone light to like look in. You can kind of see the insignias. It's a little cumbersome, and you look like a weirdo in the aisle doing it. But that's how you can finally confirm it.
I don't know. The people of Walmart might judge you. How will you get along?
And the last thing is the Springers. Isn't it crazy that we've had like two amazing modern Springers so close to each other, and they're so wildly different? It's like you really don't need to replace one with the other. You can have them concurrently.
Yeah.
And
one is G1, like the movie figure, and then the other one is comic. And I love both.
Yeah, I actually have both on my shelf right now. Like, I didn't buy it at first because I'm like, I already got a Springer, and I'm not getting rid of Generations 30. But, you know, it ended up like, finally I was like, I'll buy it. You know, I was like, if nothing else, I'll get rid of it in a week or two after I played with it a little bit. But I was like, you know what, I like it. I'll stick it on the shelf. It doesn't hurt anything at the moment.
Oh, yeah. Paul, I see what you're saying about the logos now. One looks a little darker purple, and that's like the movie. Then the more G1-ified is a little brighter purple. Okay.
Well, I don't know if the colors might be different. It's just the eyes, because when Michael Bay verse came out, they changed the logos.
A little
they
sleeker.
They made the Autobots angry, and they made the Decepticons look squinty for some stupid reason. And so, you know, some people don't like that change. Like me.
Yeah. So, you got anything else, Jack?
No, it's just those guys. Just the three. So.
Cool. So, here's what I got in. It actually arrived today. It is the KFC Opticlones Reflector Pack. This is the version 2 that just came out. I don't have the version.
Okay, I'm tempted to...
I don't have the version 1, you know, to really compare it with. But what I do know is different is the feet. A lot of people complained about. There's a step in the feet here where he has. You can see here this little flap right here. This itty bitty little flap sticking out. It's a little cover flap.
Yeah.
It used to could get folded in there, and it pretty much you could not get it out. And so there's a little stop now that stops it from coming out. It's also very easy to get in and out with your finger. Like, I actually had Fans Toy Spotter. You know, I got it on release, and I've honestly always hated it. I mean, it's they display nice, you know, they feel nice in your hand, you know, et cetera, that type of thing. But as far as a toy, it is miserable. The accessories were really stupid. I mean, they're accessories, so, you know, you don't really want to bitch too much, but like they all have like little knives and guns that I never knew what to do with. And they have the little front, the zoom part of the lens. That thing like broke on a lot of people and was really tough to mess with. You had to like bend clear plastic to get things around, which I never broke mine. But yeah, when I heard they were coming out with a reissue of this, and I've been on a big Keith kick lately, just because his X-Transbot stuff has been so good for the past year. And granted, you know, this is an older design and it's KFC, but I was like, you know what, I think I'm ready to get rid of this thing. And it didn't hurt that I was able to sell Spotter for like $300 in literally under 20 minutes. Like under 20 minutes, I had it packaged and, you know, like with a label on it, ready to go.
Right.
Yeah.
And that's more than you bought it for.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I mean, I got it at retail back when it came out.
So was that a Facebook sale?
Yes.
Or was that a TFW post?
It was a Facebook sale. And like, I had just planned on, you know, I priced it enough so that I was like, you know, it includes shipping, and you know, I assumed I'd be eating the fees as well, because you know, PSA, if you're buying something on Facebook groups, send goods and services. You know, if you need to pick up the 4%, pick up the 4%. You know, if the seller wants to pick it up, if y'all want to split it, you know, whatever, work that out. I was prepared to pick it up because it was expensive enough, and I kind of put it in the price, and the guy just sent me cash. Like, he didn't even ask or say anything. Like, he paid just frothing at the mouth. You know, so I was like, all right. You know, I mean, I like to think that, you know, I had my TFW profile link in there as well as my eBay link in there, just be like, just for feedback purposes. And so I like to think that that's why, but, you know, probably just it was like, pay, you know. But yeah, got this guy in. One thing he definitely does better than FanStories, other than the transformation not being near as miserable, is his camera mode looks really nice. The FanStories camera mode is terrible. And so I wanted that, and I really like the clicky effect.
Now you can do a really good Thundercracker cosplay from that episode of G1.
I think there's jealousy looking at that thing, even though I'm getting the Siege one soon.
I'm getting the three pack that's like in the toy colors.
I was thinking about getting the toy color ones. Yeah, that's kind of cool.
Yeah, I mean, they serve different purposes for me. This guy also has electronics that I haven't had time to put the battery in. Like, I literally got it today. But, you know, this actually makes a shutter sound when I put some batteries in his little speaker. And he has a chest as the main robot, not for the camera mode. But, you know, the middle guy, his chest lights up as well once you put some batteries in it. And putting in that battery is actually kind of miserable. I'll probably do it. But his has cool accessories as well, where his flash actually comes open and it's like a little missile launcher. And he's got little handles that come apart so, you know, somebody can hold it and man the gunner station. You know, his accessories aren't stupid. This second release also does not come with the Energon cubes that the first one did, which I knew. Mm-hmm. And I don't need more Energon cubes anyways. It doesn't really bother me, but just in case anybody was curious. But yeah, I think the big change is that the feet have that adjustment to it. But otherwise, I've been happy with the set. If you're into cartoon accuracy as I am, the FanStories one is more accurate in robot mode in some ways. This one has the more accurate feet, but the blue is a little too baby blue, and the green is a little too light. It should be darker. But to have one that had a really nice camera mode and that I actually don't mind picking up and playing with, I was ready to make the swap. You know, I've had Spotter for I don't know how many years now anyways. And I've always hated that toy. So I got money to swap out to something I actually enjoy more that still looks nice on the shelf. So pretty solid deal for me.
Nice. All right.
So anybody have any closing thoughts or comments?
Way to make money, Rob. Way to make money.
Yeah, the one out of like what, 100, 200 toys you buy that actually profits a little. Like, I also just sold, like, maybe 2 hours ago, my Masterpiece Smokescreen, because I'm going to get the anime version. Definitely didn't make money there. You know, and granted, part of that is because of the knockoffs, because they do those knockoffs that are legit exactly the same. Mm-hmm. And then they're like,
even the packaging is so close, you can't even tell.
Yep.
How dare people buy those?
You know, like, when they're just the same, I don't know. Especially when those car bots weren't ever expensive anyways. Like, not really, but what are you going to do? It's all right.
60, 70 bucks, I think?
Yeah. I mean, I think I sold it for 50 shipped. So, I mean, you know, the knockoff stuff for like 30 shipped. You know, so, I mean, I got more out of it. And, I mean, I've had it for, 2 years, 3 years? I don't remember when it came out. Maybe more. I'm bad with time. But, you know, I'm going to upgrade to the anime version because I'm stupid, even though they're slight changes, but that's how I roll.
Oh, it looks so cool, though.
Yeah. He's got the... Like the effects parts, you know, and then mm-hmm. you know, he's got the happy smile face, which is kind of silly looking, but I like it.
I love that face.
Yeah,
I have to have it.
All right.
Me too. All
right. Well.
Yeah, my building's closing.
Yeah.
So I gotta go.
Yeah. All right. So that sounds good. So, if you enjoy what we do, you know, hit us up on Patreon at patreon.com/TFYLP. Mm-hmm. Make sure to check us out live on Sundays, although this Sundays is going to be a pre-record that we're going to air because it's the holiday. And let's see, we got Mike.
Oh, we're doing an MP44 special something coming up.
Yeah, we'll probably, once you know a few of us have it in, you know, like if those of us order from Amazon Japan, if we end up having it by like Monday or Tuesday, I'm sure we'll do a, you know, emergency live show on Monday or something.
That's, it should be an emergency live show. Yeah. I think this is going
to
be...
I need to win the lottery now.
We need a Unicron update too. We broke 5,000 today and we're at a pretty good clip. I think we're funding like over 200 a day, which is the fastest it's been going.
We were talking about trying to update like right after it ends.
Pre-record on Sunday, possibly a couple of ad hoc live shows coming up for Unicron and Masterpiece Optimus Prime. Microcasters live Tuesday night, Ouch My Wallet live Wednesday nights, and Rick's Cut the Tape as well. Another episode of that will be airing on Friday, and that's pre-recorded that he sends in. Putting out a bunch of stuff. Check it all out. And thanks for watching. Bye.
Peace.
This has been Transformers for your listening pleasure, a presentation of TFTalk.net. We'd like to thank you for listening and ask that you please rate us on your favorite podcast outlet and share us with your friends. Be sure to follow us on Twitter at TFYLP. Email us at podcast@TFYLP.com. This is Paul Lighting, and on behalf of TFYLP, we'd like to thank you again for listening. And we hope you'll join us next time for another TFYLP.